blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Adios, el Padre Celestial. Arriba, nuestro Redentor. Young unto children, Salvador. Unidos, total abad.
Would you all please stand for our call to worship? This morning it is Psalms 145, 1 through 3. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and to the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations.
Jesus Christ, God's holy Lamb, we will laud thy lovely name. We were saved by God's decree, all our debt was paid by thee. Thou hast washed us in thy blood, made us kings and priests to God. Take this tribute of the poor, lest we can't give more. Souls redeemed, your voices raise. Sing your dear Redeemer's praise. Worthy thou of love and God, King of saints incarnate God. Righteous are thy ways and true, endless honors are thy due. Grace and glory in thee shine, matchless mercy, love divine. We for whom thou once was slain, we thy ransom sinner train. In this one request of grace, Spirit, make us more like thee. Souls redeemed, your voices raise. Sing your dear Redeemer's praise. Worthy thou of love and law, King of saints incarnate God. Souls redeemed, your voices raise. Sing your dear Redeemer's praise. Worthy thou of love and law, King of saints incarnate God. King of saints incarnate God.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that we can come together and worship you in this place. And we thank you that this is a day that we honor fathers. And Lord, we thank you that you are the perfect father. And we thank you for that example, and we thank you for the picture of fatherhood and father's love through the gift of earthly fathers. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we also acknowledge where there is pain and loss in imperfect relationships, that you would just provide healing in those different circumstances. Lord, as we come together to worship you in this place, we just ask that you would give us unity as the body of Christ. Help us to come to you, acknowledging that there is pain and strife in this world and in those among us, in our own lives, things that we need to give to you, bring to you, and let us use this time of brief silent prayer for each of us to offer these things to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that through your provision, for your reaching down to us, through your mercy, and through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to live among us, to die on the cross, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for this. This is why we're here. This is why we celebrate. Help us to honor you this morning in what we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
When all thy mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys, transported with the view I'm lost, in wonder, love, and grace, unnumbered comforts to my soul, thy tender care bestowed. Before my infant heart conceived, from whom those comforts flowed, through all eternity to thee, a joyful song I'll raise, for all eternity's too short to utter all thy praise. Worn with sickness, oft cast out, with health renewed my face. And when in sins and sorrows sunk, revive my soul with grace. 10,000 precious gifts, my daily thanks employ. Nor is at least a cheerful heart that tastes those gifts with joy. Through all eternity to thee, a joyful song I'll raise. For all eternity's too short to utter all thy praise. Through every period of my life, goodness I'll pursue. And after death in distant worlds, the glorious theme renew. Through all eternity to thee, a joyful song I'll raise. For all eternity's too short to utter all thy praise. For all eternity's too short to utter all thy praise.
You may be seated.
Yeah.
Our second scripture reading comes from 1 Peter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of the Lamb, without blemish or spot.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Solo de Jesus la sangre, trajo santidad y paz. Solo de Jesus la sangre. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Deo para mi salud, solo de Jesús la sangre, tiene de sanar virtud. Solo de Jesús la sangre. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Gozo reservado, que limpia todo mal. No hay otro manantial, solo de Jesús la sangre. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Would you join me in prayer, please? Lord, prepare our hearts and minds to receive your word. Silence in us any voice but your own, that hearing we may obey your will. Guide us by your word and Holy Spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find freedom, and in your will discover peace. Through Christ our Lord, amen.
Buenos dias y bienvenidos a Hope Church. It's bueno verte. Estamos content, Estamos. Okay, I got it. Estamos contentos. Ah, I practiced it so hard. Contentos. Estamos contentos de que estés aquí. Yeah? Yeah? Good? All right. I'm trying to learn Spanish. I'm sorry. It's just the way it works. So you all have to bear with me. That was, for all y'all that don't speak Spanish, that was good morning and welcome to Hope Church. It's good to see you. We're glad you're here. So there you go. All right. My name is Darden Kaler. I am the associate pastor here at Hope Church, and I'm here to tell you just a little bit about what we do throughout the week, because the life of the Christian is not just about Sunday mornings. It's about what we do in and around the week and in throughout the week. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about a few things that we got going on in the coming weeks. I'm not going to pull out all of them. First that I want to mention is that if you are visiting with us this morning, or if you have a prayer request, there is a little card in your bulletin, and you can just fill that out and drop it in the bucket that is hanging at the back. We would love to be praying for you, and we would love to know that you're visiting with us if you are visiting. Also, we've got a couple things coming up this week. The Women's Book Study continues to meet on Mondays at 6:30 here at Hope Church. If you have any need any information on that, you may contact Pebby right there in the second row, third row there. Also, the nursery play group is meeting. Is this the 20th this week? Yeah? Yeah? Is that right? Okay. So the 20th here at the church, 10:30 to 12:30. And I would love to say when you're here, come in and pester Tom, but he won't be here this week because we will both be out of town. Also, our Spanish-speaking service. If you speak Spanish exclusively, you have no idea what I'm saying right now. But if you are bilingual, our Spanish-speaking service is coming up next Saturday evening here at 6:30. Everything, entirely everything, will be in Spanish. So if you are trying to learn Spanish or you're just curious or you speak Spanish, I encourage you to come and be here for that as well. Or if you just want to serve, you can come and serve in the nursery. You can serve on the soundboard back there as well. Those things going on. Blueprint Mission Trip is coming up July 21st through the 26th. If you need information about that, you can contact Tom. He has all the information you need. And if you are interested in volunteering at Hope Church, just in general, finding out what's going on the rest of the week or throughout the week in the behind-the-scenes sort of way, you can come and see me. That'll work. Let's just do it that way. Or you can go to our website. That's an even better idea. Don't come and see me. Go to the website. With that, I will invite Tom.
Buenos días. Pachi, si usted quiere compartir con los niños, vengas ahora. Si no, siéntese, yo te lo tengo. Ok, está bien. I'm Pastor Tom. It's good to have you with us as we worship God here today. We have a guest preacher with us this week. I'll try to explain. So 20 years ago, this month, I went to Cuba for the second time, and this time my wife was with me. The first time I went was with a group of pastors, and we went around to various churches and ministries in Cuba, and they took me to this seminary called the New Pines Seminary, and there they told us that one of their founders, they had two founders. One was a Canadian Baptist missionary, and the other was a native Cuban Presbyterian minister. And I thought, huh, how interesting here in Cuba to have a denomination that was co-founded by a Presbyterian. And so I thought, I need to meet whoever's in charge of this place. Well, he was in Colombia getting a PhD, and so I decided to make a second trip a couple years later to go meet him in central Cuba. And as we were just talking, I said, you know, so at this time, Pastor Quesada was the dean of the New Pines Seminary in central Cuba. And I told him, I said, I love what you're doing here. This is amazing. You're training native Cubans to be pastors in their own country, in their own culture, in their own context, and you're doing an amazing job. Like, they're sending these young ministry candidates all over the island. Just really an incredible work, and they're very well trained, very well supported. And I said, but I'm the pastor of a congregation, and congregations don't fall in love with seminaries. And he said, well, you need a sister church. And I said, that's it. And he said, describe your church. And I said, well, it was pretty casual on Sunday mornings, and we have a decent number of people who were not going to church at all before they came to Hope Church. And he said, I got your guy. And so Pastor Quesada drove Kathy and I the next day to Camajuani, Cuba, and we met Pastor Miguel and Tatiana and their family in Camajuani, and they became our sister church. And then the next day, Patchy said, on your previous trip to Cuba, did you go to the city of Trinidad? And I said, no. He goes, well, you're going to go on this trip. You've got to see this place. It's the second oldest city in the New World. And the streets are cobblestone, paved by the Spanish. The buildings are all old colonial Spanish architecture. Beautiful city. And there I met Pastor Alfredo and his wife Dinelle and their family, who I didn't know at the time would be members of Hope Church 20 years later, but we're blessed to have them all. And so Pastor Quesada is in town just for a visit, and then he and his wife will go back to Cuba probably, I think, in July, and then off and on, back and forth. You'll see him again. This won't be the last time you see him. But we have become very good friends over the years, and I just want to, you know, kind of give you that introduction to who is going to be preaching this morning before I bring him up here. But before that happens, I would like to have just the important people come forward. If you are in fifth grade or younger, we invite you up for our children's chat at this time. Come on down. Bienvenidos. Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing? Good. Piper, you coming down?
Yeah.
Okay. No, they're not scared of me. Not scared of me. All right. I have a question for you. Let's see. How did you get onto this earth? God made you. That's a good answer. I'll accept that. And so God made you, and then you were born, and then you started to grow. You started to eat. You started to grow, and then you started to crawl. Then you started to walk. Then you started to talk. Is that how it works? Is that pretty good? Did I miss anything? No? Okay. So, how much say did you have in being born? Did you get to decide that you were going to be born?
No.
No. That was somebody else's decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was between God and your parents, right? Okay. And so Jesus is talking to a person named Nicodemus. That's a weird name, isn't it? All right. He was talking to a guy. Well, let's just call him Nick. That'll work. All right. So Jesus was talking to Nick, and he said, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you think Nicodemus was thinking after he heard that? So, what if someone told you you had to be born again? Would that be weird?
Yes,
it would. Because you're already born, right? And so Jesus is obviously not talking about our physical body. He's talking about our soul, Our soul has to be born the same way that our body was born. It has to be born of God, right? God has to give life to our soul. That's how it works. And Jesus is trying to explain. And Nick says, you know, how can a man be born again when he's already old? He, you know, that's crazy. Jesus says, truly I say to you, unless a person is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So Jesus is saying, just like you had a physical birth when you were born, your body was born into this world, you also have a spiritual birth, right? So your soul is born into God's kingdom the same way your body was born into this world. Whose decision was it for your body to be born into this world?
God's.
Whose decision was it for your soul to be born into this world? God's, right? And he loves you, and so he wants to bring you into his kingdom, his house, to live with him for how long? The summer? Just the summer?
No, forever.
Just Christmas break?
No.
How long?
Forever.
Forever. That sounds like a really long time.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, that's how much God loves you. He wants to be with you, not just now, but forever. I think you get it. All right. Can I pray for you guys?
Yes.
All right. Dear God, thank you for your love. Thank you that you are the God who allows us to be born again, that our bodies were born into this world and our spirits are born into your kingdom because you love us. Lord, you are the God of love. And your house lasts forever, and we thank you that you have called us to be part of your family now and forever. I pray your blessing over these kids as they spend more time in your word and hope for kids today. Fill them with your Holy Spirit and lead them into a deeper understanding of how much you love them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a great time. Ahora. ¿Está seguro venir? Oh, those are happy screams. We like those. Any screaming you hear coming down the hall, that's happy screaming. Don't worry about it. Bienvenidos. Sí, voy a ajustar tu micrófono un poquito. Ok, creo que eso funciona. Sí, tengo, aquí está. ¿Tú lo tienes? Ajá, perfecto. I forget these rookie types are used to using podiums. Good morning. Is your mic on? Let me. Sorry. Okay. Ahora.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Estoy un poco preocupado hoy.
I'm a little bit worried today.
Porque hay muchos cubanos llegando.
Because there's so many Cubans here.
Eso puede ser muy peligroso.
This can be very dangerous for you.
Así que si van a hacer alguna actividad con ellos, que sea aparte.
If you're going to have an activity with them, keep them separate.
Sobre todo cuando los inviten a comer.
Especially when there's food involved.
Estamos aquí para decir gracias.
We're here to give thanks.
Porque definitivamente esta iglesia ha sido muy especial para nosotros.
This church has been very special to us over the years.
Y hablo en términos personales por mi familia, pero hablo en términos más generales por la iglesia cubana.
I'm speaking in personal terms on behalf of my family, and I'm also speaking in greater terms on behalf of God's work in Cuba.
Así que muchísimas gracias. Apreciamos muchísimo la amistad y la acogida de ustedes por nosotros.
We are profoundly grateful for your connection to us and all the interactions we've had over the years.
Okay, quisiera que buscáramos en nuestras Biblias en Juan capítulo 3.
This morning we're going to be in the Gospel of John chapter 3.
Y vamos a leer los versículos del 1 al 13.
We're going to read verses 1 through 13.
Tú vas a leer la versión.
En inglés.
Sí, léelo solamente en inglés.
¿No lo vas a leer en español?
Okay.
Aquí. Lee de esa, es la versión que tienen todos ahí.
Okay. Lo leo todo y después tú lo lees.
Okay.
Juan 3, del 1 al 15. Había un hombre de los fariseos llamado Nicodemo, prominente entre los judíos. Este vino a Jesús de noche y le dijo: Rabí, sabemos que has venido de Dios como maestro, porque nadie puede hacer las señales que tú haces si Dios no está con él. Respondió Jesús y le dijo: en verdad te digo que el que no nace de nuevo no puede ver el reino de Dios. Nicodemo le dijo: ¿cómo puede un hombre nacer? ¿Cómo puede un hombre siendo viejo nacer de nuevo siendo viejo? ¿Acaso puede entrar por segunda vez en el vientre de su madre y nacer? Jesús respondió: en verdad te digo que el que no nace del agua y del espíritu no puede entrar en el reino de Dios. Lo que es nacido de la carne, carne es, y lo que es nacido del espíritu, espíritu es. No te asombres de que te he dicho, os es necesario nacer de nuevo. El viento sopla donde quiere y oyes su sonido, pero no sabes de dónde viene ni a dónde va. Así es todo aquel que es nacido del espíritu. Respondió Nicodemo y le dijo: ¿cómo puede ser esto? Jesús respondió y le dijo: tú eres maestro de Israel y no entiendes estas cosas. En verdad te digo que hablamos lo que sabemos y damos testimonio de lo que hemos visto, pero nosotros no recibís vuestro testimonio. Si os he hablado de cosas terrenales y no creéis, ¿cómo creeréis si os hablo de las celestiales? Nadie ha subido al cielo, sino el que bajó del cielo, es decir, el Hijo del Hombre que está en el cielo. Y como Moisés levantó la serpiente en el desierto, así es necesario que sea levantado el Hijo del Hombre, para que todo aquel que en él cree tenga en él vida eterna.
Amén.
Amén.
Gracias. From John chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, and I'll just sort of preface this with, this is a very important encounter between Jesus and a prominent Jewish leader, Nicodemus, who would have been very educated, very well respected. He absolutely would have felt like he knew pretty much everything he needed to know about God and how faith worked. And he would have been, because of his status in life, very confident of what he knew, spiritually speaking. And this interaction with Jesus sort of challenges everything he had previously understood at its very core. So John 3, beginning in verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I have said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
Oremos un minuto.
We're going to pray real quick.
Señor, pedimos que tu palabra en esta mañana sea clara y precisa.
Lord, make your word clear and precise this morning.
Queremos que tu Espíritu Santo nos ilumine para encontrar en ella las respuestas que andamos buscando.
We ask that the Holy Spirit would illumine your word and bring it to our hearts.
Así que queremos confiar en ti.
In this way, we desire to put our faith in you.
Bendice tu palabra donde quiera que sea predicada hoy en el mundo entero.
Bless your word wherever it's being preached in the world this morning.
Oramos en el nombre de Cristo.
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amen.
Hace unos años leí un libro de Tim Keller que se llamaba Encuentros con Dios.
A few years ago, I read a book by an author named Tim Keller called Encounters with God.
Y él trataba de contestar las preguntas que se hacen en su contexto acerca de la vida.
And he was in that book trying to answer many of the questions of life that had emerged in his ministerial context.
Porque cada contexto hace sus preguntas y muchas veces son diferentes en otros contextos.
Every context, people have questions, and oftentimes they're different from one context to another.
Y en ese libro, Tim Keller trata de contestar las preguntas de su contexto a la luz de algunos personajes bíblicos.
In that book, Tim Keller tried to address the questions that had emerged in his cultural context using stories from Scripture.
Y ese para mí fue un modelo muy interesante para buscar en la Escritura cuál es la pregunta importante o cuál es una de las preguntas importantes de la vida.
And this caught my attention, going to Scripture to look for places where it brings out the important questions of life.
Y posiblemente una de esas preguntas es, ¿qué es la salvación?
And perhaps one of these central questions is, what exactly is salvation?
Todas las culturas en el mundo tienen un concepto definido acerca de la religión.
Every culture on this earth has some concept of
acerca de la religión.
Of religion, of faith, of belief in something greater.
Y diferentes culturas lo interpretan de acuerdo a sus
criterios. Any batteries?
Estos no son los problemas de los cubanos que habíamos hablado.
We don't have these problems in Cuba. Just because we don't have batteries. Y mire, son desechables. Los vamos a tirar a la basura. Te llevamos unas pilas cubanas. No te preocupes. Okay.
Bueno.
We don't have these problems in Cuba. That's good. That was good.
Si el problema de Cuba se resolviera con una batería recargable sería ideal.
If any problem in Cuba could be resolved with a rechargeable battery, that would be a great problem.
Entonces, cada contexto hace sus preguntas y tiene sus propias respuestas.
Every context has its own questions and its own answers.
Todas las culturas preguntan algo acerca de la religión.
Every culture has asked questions related to religion.
Y todas esas culturas buscan esa respuesta.
And all of these cultures have looked for an answer.
Otros, por el contrario, tienen diferentes opiniones sobre una misma pregunta en dependencia del contexto.
And various cultures have various understandings of the answers to these questions in their own context.
Vamos a entrar en este diálogo entre Jesús y Nicodemo para descubrir cuál es la respuesta a la pregunta de Jesús.
So we're going to look at this encounter between Nicodemus and Jesus to understand what is the answer that Jesus is pointing to.
Aquí estamos justamente viendo uno de los inicios del ministerio de Jesús en Palestina.
We are looking at an encounter very early in Jesus' ministry in Palestine.
Y conoció a Nicodemo en una forma singular también.
And he's come to know Nicodemus in a very personal way.
Normalmente las buenas conversaciones se subían encima de las casas en las noches refrescando el tiempo.
Oftentimes in this period the best conversations would happen in the evening on the rooftops of houses as people were trying to cool off after a hot day.
Y dice la Biblia que hubo un hombre que se apareció una noche para hablar con Jesús.
And the Bible says that one evening a man appeared to talk to Jesus.
¿Quién era este hombre?
Who was this man?
Su nombre era Nicodemo.
His name was Nicodemus.
Nicodemo significa Nicodemo, la palabra Nicodemo significa victoria del pueblo.
His name would have translated as victory of the people.
Esta palabra sale de haciendo referencia a las victorias que había tenido el pueblo de Israel en el Antiguo Testamento.
It's a reference to the victories that Israel had enjoyed in the Old Testament record.
Y la familia que tenía hijos que querían que fueran hijos prominentes le ponían la palabra Nicodemo.
And if you wanted your child to be a prominent person, you would give him a name like that.
Y parece que sí, porque Nicodemo era un hombre, un fariseo.
And this was indeed the case with him. He was a Pharisee.
Cuando a nosotros nos llega al oído la palabra fariseo, inmediatamente pensamos en algo no muy bueno.
When a Christian hears the word Pharisee, they think of something negative.
Pero los fariseos tuvieron una muy buena historia.
But the Pharisees actually had a very powerful history.
Fue un movimiento que luchó por preservar lo genuino de la Escritura.
It was a movement that had evolved or developed to establish the authority of Scripture.
Y ellos se consideraban como un ejército para cuidar la sana doctrina.
They were considered a little army of protectors of sound doctrine.
El problema con los fariseos fue que fue tanto su obsesión por cuidar la Biblia que no permitían que otras personas lo leyeran.
But their problem was they were so obsessed with their interpretations of Scripture that they were actually preventing other people from reading Scripture.
Y al pasar los años, cuando llega el tiempo de Jesús, ya no se veía la Escritura.
And so by the time Jesus is born, the Pharisees have gotten to the point where the people of Israel are not getting to read God's word for themselves.
Lo que se leía era la interpretación de los fariseos que los fariseos tenían sobre la escritura.
What they were studying in this time period was mostly the interpretations of the Pharisees of the scriptures, not the scriptures themselves.
De manera que estamos frente a un hombre celoso de Dios y de la escritura.
So we have a man who's jealous for God and his word.
Pero equivocado posiblemente en contestar preguntas importantes de la vida.
But perhaps a bit off in his understanding of the important questions of life.
Nicodemo era un magistrado.
He was a magistrate.
Llegó a Jesús una noche.
And he comes to Jesus one evening.
Algunos dicen que posiblemente Nicodemo estaba huyendo de la gente para que no lo vieran hablar con Jesús.
Some people think that he was sort of doing this on the side, kind of secretively, so he wouldn't be seen talking to Jesus.
No tenemos mucha evidencia de eso en la escritura. Sin embargo,
not a ton of evidence of that, except that it's in the evening.
La presentación que hace Nicodemo de Jesús es importante.
¿El qué?
La presentación.
But the presentation, the way Nicodemus presents himself to Christ, is very important.
Noten estas palabras del versículo 2.
Notice in verse 2.
Le dijo, Rabí.
Rabbi.
Sabemos que has venido de Dios como maestro.
We know that you are a teacher come from God.
Porque nadie puede hacer las señales que tú haces.
Because no one can do these signs that you do.
¿Cuál era la carta de presentación de Jesús ante Nicodemo?
What is the resume that Jesus brings before Nicodemus?
Según Nicodemo, era las señales que Jesús había hecho.
According to Nicodemus, it was the signs that Jesus had performed.
Y realmente, todo el pueblo estaba conmovido con el poder que salía de Jesús para hacer milagros.
In fact, all of the people are moved and talking about the power that has come through Jesus to perform these signs.
Cientos y miles de personas seguían a Jesús por lo que él hacía.
Hundreds and literally thousands of people are following Christ because of these signs that he's performing.
Y ahora nos encontramos,
and now we encounter
un magistrado,
a magistrate,
un fariseo,
a Pharisee,
conocedor de la escritura,
knowledgeable in the scriptures.
Y le dice a Jesús, Rabí.
And he calls Jesus Rabbi, my teacher.
Rabí en el idioma, este es un préstamo que hemos tenido del arameo, pero Rabí significa maestro, un erudito de la ley.
He calls Jesus his rabbi. It's a word that means teacher, a master of God's law.
Y lo que me llama la atención es que en este versículo 2 hay tres verbos, tres términos importantes, no son verbos, tres términos importantes que hablan sobre el proceso de enseñar y de aprender.
There are three things in verse 2 that are really key to understanding what's going on here.
Y Juan utiliza en forma muy expresa esos tres términos.
And John, the author, gives very expressive terms to these three ideas.
La primera sale de parte, las tres salieron de parte de Nicodemo para Jesús.
They all come from Nicodemus to Jesus in his address.
Primero le dice Rabí.
He first of all calls him teacher, rabbi.
Después le dice sabemos.
Then he says we know.
Ese es un término que significa tener conocimiento de algo, aprender cosas nuevas.
It means that, you know, we have learned new things.
Ser un experto.
To be an expert.
En otras palabras, tú eres la persona encargada de descubrir y de enseñar a la gente.
So Nicodemus is a person whose job is to understand and explain God's word to others.
Y el mismo Nicodemo dice, tú has venido de Dios como maestro.
And he says to Jesus, you have come from God and you are a teacher.
Bueno, ¿por qué razón Juan expresa en este versículo 2 este énfasis marcado en el proceso de aprendizaje de parte de Nicodemo?
So we have to ask, why is John placing such emphasis on Nicodemus's understanding of who Jesus is?
¿Y por qué es importante aprender algo con respecto al nuevo nacimiento?
And why is it important for us to learn something new about being reborn?
A medida que uno lee todo el diálogo que hay entre Jesús y Nicodemo y las preguntas que hace Jesús a Nicodemo.
And so, as you read through this, it's important to pay attention to the questions that Jesus asks to Nicodemus.
Uno se da cuenta que la fe es un proceso racional que tenemos que entender.
First of all, he's saying that faith is something rational that we can understand.
Aunque no entendemos qué pasa con la gracia de Dios que cambia y transforma el corazón,
while we can't know how God's grace transforms a soul,
pero la salvación es un proceso de cambio que se da consciente en la mente del ser humano.
But salvation is something that is that we can be conscious of as humans.
Uno empieza a entender la uno empieza a ser salvo cuando empieza a entender a Dios y la salvación.
One begins the process of being saved as one understands or begins to understand who God is and that God is saving them.
Y posiblemente por esta razón fue que Juan escribió estos términos dichos por el mismo Nicodemo hacia Jesús.
And this is probably why John places such emphasis on the way Nicodemus addresses Jesus.
Y cuando Jesús se da cuenta que Nicodemo lo tiene solo como maestro,
as Jesus,
no, cuando Jesús se da cuenta que Nicodemo lo tiene solo como un maestro,
oh, and so as Jesus realizes or recognizes that Nicodemus is only recognizing him as a teacher,
Jesús le dijo, tienes que nacer de nuevo. No has entendido todo esto.
He's basically saying to Nicodemus, you haven't understood what's going on. You must be born again. I'm not a teacher, I'm a savior, basically.
Exactamente.
Yeah. Okay.
Gracias.
Claro.
Ya podemos
aquí para ayudarte.
Ya podemos terminar el sermón.
No, okay. I just gave his closing line of the sermon by accident, so we're done. We're done. Thank you for coming.
Entonces, la actitud de nacer de nuevo es algo que comienza en la mente.
The mindset of being renewed begins in the mind.
De hecho, Romanos capítulo 12, versículo 2, menciona la importancia de tener una mente clara y entendible acerca de la fe.
Romans 12:2 tells us we have to have a clear mind as it relates to our faith.
No se acostumbren a los pensamientos de esta época.
That we don't shape our minds by the thinking of this age.
No se acostumbren a la cultura que les rodea.
We don't shape our minds by the culture that we're in.
Sino comiencen a transformar su mente para conocer la voluntad de Dios.
But rather we transform our minds by coming to know the will of God.
Nicodemo era un experto.
Nicodemus was an expert.
Nicodemo era un maestro.
A teacher, a master.
Nicodemo era alguien importante dentro de su cultura.
And someone very important and prominent within his culture.
Y Jesús le dijo, tienes que cambiar tu mente.
And Jesus tells him, you have to change your entire mindset.
Y Jesús comienza con algo sencillo, pero algo muy profundo.
And he starts with something very basic, but very profound.
Y le dijo, tienes que nacer de nuevo, Nicodemo.
He says, you have to be born again.
Y como Nicodemo era un intelectual, le dijo, ¿cómo voy a ir al vientre de
and
mi madre otra vez?
As Nicodemus is an intellectual, he's trying to process that phrase, and he's like, how is that possible? How
pero,
can
we? Pero la palabra griega que Jesús utiliza para nacer de nuevo es nacer de arriba o nacer otra vez.
But the word that Jesus uses for born again means to be born from above or born again.
Y Nicodemo tenía que entender que el nuevo nacimiento es un hecho que viene de Dios únicamente.
And what Nicodemus has to understand is that this act of being born again is a work of God alone.
Y ese proceso comienza a ser entendible en nuestra mente para ver la grandeza de Dios.
And so this we have to come to terms with in our own minds to understand the greatness of God.
Al punto que le dijo, si tú no naces de nuevo, no vas a ver el reino de Dios.
To the point that Jesus says, if you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
La pregunta que hace Jesús es como muy muy difícil de entender para Nicodemo. ¿Cómo puede un hombre nacer de nuevo? Dice Nicodemo.
So this is a very impossible question for Nicodemus to even understand. And he says, how is it possible for a man to be born a second time?
La única respuesta que lleva esa pregunta es no.
The only real answer to this question is no.
Ningún adulto puede entrar en el vientre de su madre y volver a nacer.
No adult can go back into the womb and be born again.
Entonces no tiene nada que ver con este nacimiento fisiológico al que nosotros los seres humanos estamos acostumbrados.
So it has really nothing to do. He's not talking about the physical birth that we have experienced as humans.
El nuevo nacimiento es la transformación que viene únicamente de Dios y es un trato personal con la persona.
The rebirth is something that comes only from God, and it's a very personal transformation.
Jesús le dijo, esto es del agua y del espíritu.
Jesus says this is of water and the Spirit.
Y algunos han dicho que tiene que ver con el bautismo, refiriéndose al bautismo de Juan.
Some people
con la
think
salvación.
That the water reference is a reference to baptism.
Pero no hay mucha referencia en todo el Nuevo Testamento para encontrar que el bautismo en agua salva. Ninguna.
But there's nothing in the New Testament to suggest that baptism is what saves you, or that even baptism is required for salvation.
Entonces, posiblemente esta frase de nacer del agua y del espíritu son sinónimas, refiriéndose al valor de la escritura en la transformación de la mente humana.
It's possible that what Jesus is doing is just exemplifying how scripture is essential in this transformation of a human soul.
Esta es la primera vez que se habla en el Nuevo Testamento sobre, en el Evangelio de Juan, sobre la vida eterna.
This is the first time that John addresses eternal life in his gospel.
Cuando una persona confía en Cristo, nace de nuevo y recibe una nueva vida.
When someone is reborn in Christ, they receive new life.
Y ahora nos encontramos con otro concepto importante y otra pregunta importante para la vida.
And here we come to another question, an important concept for understanding eternal life.
Tienes que nacer de nuevo.
You must be born again.
Pero ¿cómo nazco de nuevo?
But how can I be born again?
Hay un concepto importante, y ese sí es en toda la Biblia, que tiene que ver con confianza.
So, want to speak about a biblical concept of confidence or faith?
Sí.
Okay.
En el Antiguo Testamento tenía otras implicaciones, un poco más humanas y prácticas.
In the Old Testament, this was a more practical human concept.
En el Nuevo Testamento, la confianza y la fe viene a jugar un papel mucho más importante.
In the New Testament, this idea of confidence by faith becomes much more important.
En el Antiguo Testamento, que son términos hebreos, hay muchos términos para hablar de fe y de confianza.
In the Old Testament, in Hebrew, there are many ways that faith and confidence are referred to in the language.
Pero en el Nuevo Testamento hay una sola palabra para hablar de fe y confianza.
But in the New Testament, there's only one word that is used to convey this idea of confidence by faith.
Esa misma palabra significa confianza,
confidence,
y creer,
and belief.
O sea, no puedes creer si no confías en él.
So, in other words, you can't believe unless you have confidence in who God is.
Y ahí es donde está el entendimiento profundo que Nicodemo tenía que tener sobre el nuevo nacimiento.
And this is where the deeper understanding is necessary if Nicodemus is going to understand rebirth.
Jesús no es únicamente el gran maestro, el rabí.
Jesus is not just a great teacher.
Jesús es la persona en la que tú tienes que confiar para tener un nuevo nacimiento.
Jesus is the person in whom you must trust in order to have new life.
La fe es también un concepto intelectual.
The faith is also an intellectual concept.
Hay una relación muy estrecha entre nuevo nacimiento y entender el desarrollo de la fe.
There's a bit of a distance from understanding faith and the rolling out of. ¿Cuál fue la última palabra que usaste?
La fe. Para entender el desarrollo de la fe.
Oh, well, you get it twice. I messed up somewhere. But the rolling out of your faith.
Yeah. Lo importante está en saber que tienes que confiar para creer.
The important thing is to know that you have to have confidence. You have to place confidence in the person you are placing your faith in.
Para muchas personas, la confianza es algo que queda a un lado.
For many people, this confidence is something that is off to the side.
Y para otros, la exigencia es únicamente creer aunque no entiendas.
And for other people, it's an action of believing without understanding.
Creo que ambas posiciones están en un error.
And both of these things are off the mark.
Jesús nos está llamando a confiar en Él, en sus promesas.
Jesus is calling us to have confidence in his promises.
Porque nunca cambia, estará con nosotros siempre.
Because he never changes and he is always with us.
Su misericordia es inmovible.
His mercy is immovable.
Su gracia está disponible.
His grace is available.
Y entonces, creer es más fácil.
And so believing is easier.
Lo que le faltaba a Nicodemo era entender que la fe tiene un proceso que inicia en la confianza en Jesús.
So what Nicodemus failed to understand was that faith begins with placing your confidence in Jesus.
Y quiero resumir en tres puntos.
So I have three concluding points.
Número uno.
First of all.
La regeneración es un proceso que comienza cuando entendemos que Jesús es real.
Regeneration begins when we understand that Jesus is real.
No se puede entender el proceso de regeneración en términos humanos únicamente.
We cannot understand all the terminology and processes of regeneration in human terms.
Pero es un proceso que comienza en la mente.
But this is a process that begins in our minds.
Lo que Pablo dice es renovar el entendimiento para comprobar la buena voluntad de Dios.
So to renew our minds in order to prove our faith.
En otras palabras, no hacemos nada por la salvación.
In other terms, we don't do anything for our salvation, to gain our salvation.
Nada hacemos para salvarnos.
We don't do anything to save ourselves, for to gain our salvation.
El autor inglés, John Stott, escribió.
An English author named John Scott wrote.
Nuestro único aporte a la salvación fue nuestro pecado.
The only thing we add to the equation of our salvation is our sin.
Entonces, el primer punto es, nosotros no podemos salvarnos.
And so the first point is, actually, we cannot save ourselves.
Nuestro nuevo nacimiento implica un entendimiento completo de quién es Dios y quiénes somos nosotros.
Our understanding begins with understanding who God is and who we are not.
El segundo punto.
The second point.
La salvación o el nuevo nacimiento está basado en la suficiente gracia de Dios.
The salvation or our rebirth is based in the sufficiency of God's grace.
Timoteo 3:5 dice, nos salvó no por obras de justicia que nosotros hemos hecho.
The Bible says we are saved not by our own just works that we have done, not by our works.
Este mismo concepto está en el Antiguo Testamento hablando de que nuestra justicia no tiene ningún valor.
This idea is a biblical idea that our justice, our righteousness is not something that comes from us.
Las cosas buenas que hacemos,
the good things we do,
son trapos de inmundicia.
¿De qué?
A los cubanos sí lo entendieron.
Ok, ¿ves? Bueno, sigues.
Cuando tú estás cocinando en el patio con leña.
Uh-huh. When you're cooking outside over a fire.
Y tú, esa leña pone muy sucio el caldero por afuera.
And it can get the pot like covered in soot on the outside.
Entonces tú necesitas tener unos guantes para tomar esa.
So you've got to have gloves on to pick up that pot.
Y normalmente esos guantes están llenos de churre.
And normally these gloves become covered in trash, soot.
Trash. Dice la Biblia que nuestras las cosas buenas que hacemos son como esos trapos sucios.
So the Bible says that our good works are like those dirty cloths that would be used to pick up a nasty
De manera pot. Que no hacemos nada para salvarnos.
So we have nothing to do with our own salvation.
Y el tercer punto, no hay salvación o nuevo nacimiento sin la cruz.
So there is, this is the final point, that there is no salvation or rebirth without the cross.
Y si confiamos en Jesús, nuestra confianza está puesta en Él únicamente, que en la cruz obtuvimos salvación.
So we place our faith in Christ alone, that what He did on the cross brought us forgiveness.
No es en nuestra fe.
It's not in our faith.
No es en nuestro grado de credibilidad.
It's not in our credibility.
No es en nuestros deseos.
It's not in our desires.
Es en la cruz.
It's in the cross.
En la cruz está nuestra salvación.
In the cross is our salvation.
En la cruz está nuestra esperanza.
In the cross is our hope.
Y un día va a terminar la redención de su pueblo que comenzó en la cruz.
And one day he will conclude the redemption of his people that he began on that cross.
Hemos sido llamados para encontrarnos con ese Salvador.
We've been called to come to this Savior.
Si no has tenido ese encuentro,
if you've not had this encounter,
te sugiero que al terminar aquí busques al Pastor Tom y converses con él sobre eso.
If you have not had this encounter, I would encourage you to find a pastor after this service and have this conversation.
Porque tu vida va a tener un cambio radical.
Because your life will undergo a radical change.
Confía para que creas.
Have confidence so that you can believe.
No aportas nada a la salvación, únicamente tu pecado.
That the only thing you have contributed to your salvation is your sin.
Y la respuesta está en la cruz.
And the answer is in the cross.
Eso era lo que Nicodemo debió haber entendido desde el principio.
This is what Nicodemus needed to understand from the beginning.
¿Necesitas nacer de nuevo?
You need to be born again.
Oramos.
Oramos.
Señor, gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your word.
Permite que esta palabra tuya sea eficaz en cada uno de nosotros hoy.
We ask that your word would take root in each of us today.
Pedimos que bendigas esta iglesia.
Bless this church.
Bendice el liderazgo de esta iglesia.
Bless the leadership of this church.
Bendice el alcance que esta iglesia puede tener.
Bless the
outreach.
The what?
Outreach.
The outreach this church is able to produce.
Que nuevas personas vengan a ti a través del conocimiento de tu palabra.
That new people will come to you according to your word.
Que esta iglesia sea esperanza para muchos.
That this church would be a source of hope for many.
Oramos en el nombre de Cristo.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amen.
Gracias.
No te salgas. Abres a 1 Corintios 11, por favor. Está en tu Nuevo Testamento.
Oh, gracias.
Sí. ¿Necesita el número de página?
No, ya lo tengo.
Ok. We are going to come this morning. We come to the Lord's table. This is the table set before us by Christ through his word that points to that cross where our sins were forgiven, to that place where, oh Lord, that was fun. Cool. It like stuck to the bottom of it. Like, that was kind of neat. Like physics, right there in front of us. I'm gonna need another one of those. Okay. Covered by the blood. Okay. Vamos a cambiar de lado de nuevo. Gracias. Okay. We come this morning to the Lord's table. This is the table that draws us back to that cross where we first found and continue to find the grace of God available to us for forgiveness, for renewal, for rebirth, for life eternal. And I just want to remind you as we prepare to come to this table, this is not Hope Church's table. This is the table of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is open to all of those for whom he has died for the forgiveness of their sins. So after we read this portion of God's word, we ask that you reflect on his word and on this table and what it all means for you. And then as you are ready, come forward by yourself, with your family, however you wish to approach the table, and take one of our pieces of matzah. They are gluten-free, if that matters to you. And then you have a choice between wine or unfermented grape juice, and partake of this table of grace. If you would, let these words prepare your hearts for what is before you. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." Puede leer 23 hasta 29, por favor.
Porque yo recibí del Señor lo que también os he enseñado. Que el Señor Jesús, la noche que fue entregado, tomó pan. Habiendo dado gracias, lo partió y dijo, "Tomad, comed, esto es mi cuerpo, que por vosotros es partido. Haced esto en memoria de mí." Asimismo también tomó también la copa después de haber cenado, diciendo, "Esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre. Haced esto.
Ahí.
Esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre. Haced esto todas las veces que lo bebiereis en memoria de mí."
Amén.
Así pues, todas las veces que comiereis este pan y bebiereis esta copa, la muerte del Señor anunciáis hasta que Él venga.
Está bien. Gracias. Y puedes
comer.
Sí. El cuerpo de Cristo murió por tus pecados y la sangre de Cristo hecho por ti.
Gracias.
Lord, take these elements of bread and wine, set them apart from their common use and dedicate them now to our spiritual renewal, to reminding us of our need for you and the incredible provision that you have made for us to bring us into your family now and forever by the blood of your Son. It is in his name we pray. Amen. When you are ready, you may come forward and partake of the Lord's table. Abres a primero Juan. Vamos a jugar un ping pong con inglés y español, versículo por versículo. Okay.
Capítulo uno.
¿Cómo?
Capítulo uno.
Uno. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life.
Porque la vida fue manifestada y la hemos visto, y testificamos y os anunciamos la vida eterna, la cual estaba con el Padre y se nos manifestó.
The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. Now I see what you did. You read verse 2. Okay.
¿Tú lees uno y yo leo otro o el mismo?
El mismo.
Okay.
Tú tres. Te toca tres.
Lo que hemos visto y oído, eso os anunciamos para que también vosotros tengáis comunión con nosotros. Y nuestra comunión verdaderamente es con el Padre y con el Hijo Jesucristo.
That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Estas cosas os escribimos para que vuestro gozo sea cumplido.
We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
Este es el mensaje que hemos oído de él y os anunciamos. Dios es luz y no hay ningunas tinieblas en él.
This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Si decimos que tenemos comunión con él y andamos en tinieblas, mentimos y no practicamos la verdad.
If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
Pero si andamos en luz, como él está en luz, tenemos comunión unos con otros, y la sangre de Jesucristo, su Hijo, nos limpia de todo pecado.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Si decimos que no tenemos pecado, nos engañamos a nosotros mismos, y la verdad no está en nosotros.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Si confesamos nuestros pecados, él es fiel y justo para perdonar nuestros pecados y limpiarnos de toda maldad.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Si decimos que no hemos pecado, le hacemos a él mentiroso y la palabra no está, y su palabra no está en nosotros.
If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Sigue. Hijos míos, estas cosas os he escrito para que no pequéis. Y si alguno hubiera pecado, abogado tenemos para con el Padre, a Jesucristo el Justo.
My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the Righteous.
Y él es la propiciación por nuestros pecados, y no solamente por los nuestros, sino también por los de todo el mundo.
He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Y en esto sabemos que nosotros le conocemos si guardamos sus mandamientos.
And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments.
Okay, también. Amén.
Gracias.
soul finds rest in God alone. He only is my salvation, my rock, my peace, my fortress strong.
Sing one last song with us. We're going to change the tempo a little bit. I'm going to change the pitch on that lower note. Sorry, I tuned down for that song, so bear with me for a second. There it is. All right. All right. You all know this song real well, so let's hear you sing it out today. Praise God together. One, two.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. yourself, Padre Celestial. Party room, let's throw red and roar. Your eternal rooms all adore. Unidos todo alabad.
I knew that. I was going to say, I don't fully understand everything that God is doing here, but I love it. I love what he's doing, and thankful to be a part of it. We're just going to figure this out later.
Well, we can, I'll see where that went.
Yeah. You'll
wash that when he's done.
Sorry. It's enough out of you. Okay, so I'm going to do something slightly different this Sunday. We're all standing. Jeb, I'm going to have you stand in the middle of that aisle. And before I give God's blessing, I'm going to say a prayer of thanksgiving for you. And we're going to pray some of God's blessings over you as you move to the next chapter of your life, which will be in East Tennessee. And this is your final Sunday with us, as far as we know. God willing, and the creek don't rise. If you would, if you're anywhere near Jeb, put your hand on his shoulder or the shoulder of the person in front of you. And we're going to offer these words of blessing over him. And then when there's a long, awkward pause, I'm going to offer God's blessing over all of us. So, Father God, we thank you for bringing Jeb to us, for the time that you have. We thank you for the blessing that he has been to so many of us. And Lord, we pray these blessings over him as he moves to East Tennessee. Be with him.
Strength.
Give him strength,
safety,
joy,
purpose.
Love, purpose,
family,
friendship. Hope, prosperity. Lord, we just pray you would go with him and before him. And Lord, over him and over all of us here, I offer these words of blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May you go in his peace.
Thank you all.
Welcome.
Surely God is good.
my birth.